This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 15, 2023. Brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Today is the deadline for SNF Quality Reporting Program. Skilled nursing facilities are required to report Q2, 2023, weekly healthcare personnel COVID-19 vaccination summary data to the National Healthcare Safety Network by 11:59 p.m. today, November 15. SNFs are already entering this data weekly to the LTC component of NHSN to comply with the requirements outlined in Quality Safety and Oversight Memo 2029 for nursing homes. However, facilities should take time today to ensure that their weekly NHSN reporting is entered and accurate for Q2. If you have any questions, please contact NHSN using the ServiceNow portal by logging into SAMS. DSHS has issued two new letters to long-term care administrators. The first letter is regarding the wrap-up and feedback request of the informal dispute resolution pilot project for nursing homes. The second letter is addressed to AFH, ALF, ESF, and CCRSS providers and administrators regarding the implementation of House Bill 1694, which will impact long-term care worker eligibility, training, and certification. To read both of these letters in full, visit this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. The Washington State Department of Health medical evaluation deadline is fast approaching. November is the last month DOH will be adding new facilities to the DOH-sponsored 3M account for medical evaluations. DOH will not add new facilities after November 30. Contact the occupational health team now to get your facility added. WACA has more information, plus a list of webinar dates where facilities can receive consultation support from DOH for assistance with the requirements for their respiratory protection program. You can find this information on this issue of LTC Connections on our website. National Collaborative creates recommendations for infection control and prevention standards in assisted living. The Quality in Assisted Living Collaborative is developing infection prevention and control guidelines for assisted living communities. As part of the development process, our Argentum state partners and their members are invited to review the proposed IPC guidelines and submit written comments. You can download a copy of the proposed guidelines and access the comment form on this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Comments are due by January 9, 2024. Please check LTC Connections online for more complete information. Here is this week's association news. In today's grassroots update, advocacy is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Everyone has a minute. The question is, what are you doing with it? And what can you do with 1 minute? Or with 2? Or 3? Here's some high-impact ways to advocate on a tight timeline. The one-minute message. Plug your information into our current Medicaid funding campaign and fire off a message to Governor Inslee while you're waiting on your break room coffee maker. Get the link from LTC Connections online. Or, level up to the two-minute movement. After you enter your info, personalize the first sentence in your message. First impressions matter, and a custom opening line makes a good one. Or, you can create a 3-minute masterpiece. Print and distribute an advocacy flyer to hang in your building, fully customize your email to policymakers, or invite legislators for a facility tour. There are so many options, and many more await. Want to dedicate more than a few minutes of time to advocacy and achieve maximum influence? Reach out to Eric at ericnegemir@waca.org to see what you can do. RCS and providers connect this November 29th. Join RCS leadership to learn more about their strategies and to share issues and challenges you face as a provider. Ask questions and get answers. The session for SNF will begin at 8:30 a.m. and the session for assisted living and ESF will begin at 10:30 a.m. You can register for free on waca.org/calendar. Spaces are filling up. Register for Care Academy today. Starting December 5th, WACA is offering a valuable multi-session virtual experience for assisted living facilities. This Washington State-specific course is designed to introduce wellness department leaders to the regulations and wellness-related expectations in the assisted living setting. Nurses, lead caregivers, and other long-term care workers who are new to wellness departments in assisted living facilities will find the Care Academy experience especially rewarding. Plus, participants will earn 17 CEUs from this intensive workshop. Register today on waka.org/calendar. HCS Assisted Living Salary and Benefits Study. Hospital and Healthcare Compensation Service has extended the deadline to participate in their NCAL-supported study to November 20th. There is no cost to participate. The questionnaires can be downloaded from LTC Connections on waka.org. Last year's report contained data from over 1,100 assisted living, residential care, and personal care facilities nationwide. The results will be published in January 2024. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Wednesday, November 29th, RCS and Providers Connect. Registration for this event is free, and sessions are available for both skilled nursing and assisted living providers. Thursday, November 30th. Where we are and where we are going, the precarious state of assisted living. This free WACA webinar is a fantastic opportunity for assisted living provider leadership teams. Tuesday, December 5th kicks off the Assisted Living Care Academy. This expansive four-part training is held entirely virtually. Save the date! WACA's virtual winter conference will be held from January 30th through February 1st. Watch your inbox for more details and registration information in the coming weeks. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.